A consciousness lit by a truth above was felt. It saw the light, but not the truth. It caught the idea and built from it a world. It made an image there and called it God. Yet something true and inward harbored there. The beings of that world of greater life, tenants of a larger air and freer space, live not by the body or in outward things. A deeper living was their seat of self. In that intense domain of intimacy, objects dwell as companions of the soul. The body's actions are a minor script, the surface rendering of a life within. All forces are life's retinue in that world, and thought and body as her handmaids move. The universal widenesses give her room. All feel the cosmic movement in their acts and are the instruments of her cosmic might. Or their own self they make their universe. In all who have risen to a greater life, a voice of unborn things whispers to the ear. To their eyes, visited by some high sunlight, aspiration shows the image of a crown. To work out a seed that she has thrown within, to achieve her power in them, her creatures live. Each is a greatness growing towards the heights, or from his inner center oceans out, encircling ripples of concentric power they swallow glutted their environment. Even of that largeness, many a cabin make, in narrower breadths and briefer vistas pent, they live content with some small greatness won. To rule the little empire of themselves, to be a figure in their private world, and make the milieu's joys and griefs their own, and satisfy their life motives and life wants, is charge enough and office for this strength. A steward of the person and his fate. This was transition line and starting point, a first immigration into heavenliness for all who cross into that brilliant sphere. These are the kinsmen of our earthly race. This region borders on our mortal state. This wider world our greater movements gives. Its strong formations build our growing selves. Its creatures are our brighter replicas, complete the types we only initiate, and are securely what we strive to be. As if thought out eternal characters, entire, not pulled as we by contrary tides, they follow the unseen leader in the heart. Their lives obey the inner nature's law. There is kept grandeur's store, the hero's mold. The soul is the watchful builder of its fate. None is a spirit indifferent and inert. They choose their side. They see the god they adore. A battle is joined between the true and false. A pilgrimage sets out to the divine light. For even ignorance there aspires to know and shines with the luster of a distant star. There is a knowledge in the heart of sleep, and nature comes to them as a conscious force. An ideal is their leader and their king. Aspiring to the monarchy of the sun, they call in truth for their high government, hold her incarnate in their daily acts, and fill their thoughts with her inspired voice, and shape their lives into her breathing form, till in her sun-gold godhead they do share. Or to the truth of darkness they subscribe. Whether for heaven or hell they must wage war. Warriors of good, they serve a shining cause, or are evil soldiers in the pay of sin? For evil and good an equal tenure keep, wherever knowledge is ignorance's twin. All powers of life towards their godhead tend in the wideness and the daring of that air. Each builds its temple and expands its cult. And sin too there is a divinity. Affirming the beauty and splendor of her law, she claims life as her natural domain, assumes the world's throne or dons the papal robe. Her worshippers proclaim her sacred rite, a red tiara'd falsehood they revere. Worship the shadow of a crooked god. Admit the black idea that twists the brain, or lie with the harlot power that slays the soul. A mastering virtue statuesques the pose, or a titan passion goads to a proud unrest. At wisdom's altar they are kings and priests, or their life a sacrifice to an idol of power. All beauty shines on them like a wandering star. Too far to reach, passionate they follow her light. In art and life they catch the all-beautiful's ray and make the world their radiant treasure house. Even common figures are with marvel robed. A charm and greatness locked in every hour awakes the joy which sleeps in all things made. A mighty victory or a mighty fall, a throne in heaven or a pit in hell, the dual energy they have justified and marked their souls with her tremendous seal. Whatever fate may do to them, they have earned. Something they have done, something they have been, they live. There, matter is soul's result and not its cause. In a contrary balance to earth's truth of things, the gross weighs less, the subtle counts for more. On inner values hangs the outer plan. As quivers with the thought the expressive word, as yearns the act with the passion of the soul, this world's apparent sensible design looks vibrant back to some interior might. A mind not limited by external sense, gave figures to the spirit's imponderables. The world's impacts without channels registered and turned into the body's concrete thrill, the vivid workings of a bodiless force. Powers here subliminal that act unseen, or in ambush crouch waiting behind the wall, came out in front, uncovering their face. The occult grew there overt, the obvious kept a covert turn and shouldered the unknown. The unseen was felt and jostled visible shapes. In the communion of two meeting minds, thought looked at thought and had no need of speech. Emotion clasped emotion in two hearts. They felt each other's thrill in the flesh and nerves. Awe melted each in each and grew immense, as when two houses burn and fire joins fire. Hate grappled hate, and love broke in on love. Will wrestled with will on mind's invisible ground. Others' sensations, passing through like waves, left quivering the subtle body's frame. Their anger rushed galloping in brute attack, a charge of trampling hooves on shaken soil. One felt another's grief invade the breast. Another's joy, exulting, ran through the blood. Hearts could draw close through distance. Voices near that spoke upon the shore of alien seas. There beat a throb of living interchange. Being felt being even when afar, and consciousness replied to consciousness. And yet the ultimate oneness was not there. There was a separateness of soul from soul. An inner wall of silence could be built, an armor of conscious might protect and shield. The being could be closed in and solitary. One could remain apart in self. Alone. Identity was not yet, nor union's peace. All was imperfect still, half known, half done. The miracle of inconscience overpassed, the miracle of the superconscient still unknown, self-wrapped, unfelt, unknowable, looked down on them, origin of all they were. As forms they came of the formless infinite, as names lived of a nameless eternity. The beginning and the end were there occult. A middle term worked unexplained. Abrupt. They were words that spoke to a vast, wordless truth. They were figures crowding an unfinished sum. None truly knew himself, or knew the world, or the reality living there enshrined. Only they knew what mind could take and build out of the secret supermind's huge store. A darkness under them, a bright void above, uncertain they lived in a great climbing space. By mysteries they explained a mystery. A riddling answer met the riddle of things. As he moved in this ether of ambiguous life, himself was soon a riddle to himself. As symbols he saw all and sought their sense.